Hello and welcome to the Get Transformed podcast of Transformation Christian Fellowship. We are so excited that you are tuning in, and hope that you would be empowered and transformed by the Word of God.
And we are so honored today that the Spirit of God is in and with us. And I thank God today for His presence. I thank God for His power. He's a good God. He's a very good God. John chapter 7. We're going to conclude our series, The Inside Man, and hopefully this can do us some good and do us well today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. John chapter 7. Thank you, God. Spirit of the living God, I need you to fall fresh on me. John chapter 7 verse 37. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Spirit of the living God. Before we go into the word, just ask him, fall fresh on me. One more time. I love you, Jesus. Spirit of the living God, I need you to fall fresh on me. Just ask him where you are. I just need a new, fresh spirit of your spirit today. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on. On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Verse 38 says, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart flow rivers of living water. Says, but this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. I want to talk to you from the subject, the living. I want to talk to you from the subject today. I have the fullness of God in me. I have the fullness of God in me. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about the inside man, and I've been telling you and explaining to you and trying to minister to you that spirit consciousness of you. And you are not just body and soul. You are a spirit that has a soul that has a body. Your body, ladies and gentlemen, your physical makeup of what you see is how you interact with the world. It is what we call world consciousness. Then we have your soul, ladies and gentlemen, where your intellect and your personality exist. And also in your soul is the organ of where your free will exists. So you being made like God in his image is because God has free will and choice. And God, ladies and gentlemen, created us not to be robots, but he created us with free volition. That means that we are able to make decisions based upon our own selves. And so, ladies and gentlemen, as we've been talking about different things in this series, and I pray that you've been blessed by it, one more thing I need to give you is the spirit part of you. We've been talking about this the last few weeks, almost close to 2 months. And the spirit man, ladies and gentlemen, is your highest distinctive part of you. It is, ladies and gentlemen, as I told you on last Sunday, it is the best part of you. I want you to say this over your life. Say, don't quench, the best part of you. And that's the spirit part. So your best part is your spirit man. It is the best high quality of you. Ladies and gentlemen, when God, when Jesus, with the finished work of the cross, that work was so that a new spirit and a new heart would be put in you. God is not concerned, ladies and gentlemen, on trying to repair a sinful nature that will not be repaired. It needs to have a new creature built in them. That's why he says, if any man be born of Christ, he is a new creation, because God is putting the new creation on the inside of you so that it can subdue your fleshly nature that you already have upon your birth in the world. Yeah. That's why you have to be born again. And that's when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, verse 6. He says, those who are born of the flesh is flesh, but those who are born of the spirit is spirit. Meaning that, ladies and gentlemen, that when you are born of the flesh, all of us in this room were born of the flesh. All of us were born of the flesh. If you came out of your mother's womb, you were born of the flesh. You were not born, ladies and gentlemen, knowing how to do good. You were born a sinner. You know how to do bad. You don't. Nobody has to teach you how to lie. You know how to lie. Nobody has to teach you how to do wrong, because your innate nature knows how to do that. But you need you need to be born again so you know, so you can learn a better and new way. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to be taught in holiness. You have to be taught in righteousness. Righteousness does not come easy to us apart from the Spirit of God being alive in us. Yeah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Spirit of God, ladies and gentlemen, rests in the spirit part of you. It does not rest in your soul. He does not rest in your body. He rests in your spirit part of you. It is in the spirit part of you where God makes communion with you. It is in spirit part of you where God gives you instructions. It is in the spirit part of you where God downloads revelation. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, and I'm getting to my text and it won't be long, but here we go. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, he says, that's why he says, this is why the scripture says, or it is written, that no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what the Lord has prepared for those who love him, right? But then we stop there. But then Paul tells us further on, but you know, because you have the Spirit of God. Yeah. He said, who else knows the mind of God except for the Spirit? And so, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are born again, you have the Spirit of God in you. Therefore, you can see those revelations. Oh, guess what? The natural man don't understand the scripture. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, because they cannot understand spiritual matters. They can't understand spiritual things. But you can understand spiritual things and understand how it affects the natural, because the Spirit of God rests in you. And the same Spirit that was in Christ Jesus is alive and at work in your life. Say, I hear you. The Bible said, let this mind be in you in Philippians, which was also in Christ Jesus, meaning that the same mind that we have rests is in the spirit part of us, because that's where the Spirit of God makes his home.
Hello, everyone. My name is Vernon Hill, Executive Director here at Transformation Christian Fellowship. What better way to grow in your Christian faith than in community with other believers? We invite you to be a part of Transform Life, our life groups here at TCF. Connect with any of our life groups for encouragement and support as you grow in your Christian faith. We're so excited to be able to walk this journey with you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you have the fullness of God living where? Inside you. You do not have a part. It don't matter how old you are. If a young person comes to the Lord, they don't have a miniature Holy Spirit. They have the fullness of God in them. No matter how old you are, you have the fullness of God in you. And in this fullness, ladies and gentlemen, in the spirit part of you, because here you have to understand that God has to, because your spirit man was dead and it needed to be made alive when you got born again. And with now you becoming alive, you now become a life-giving spirit. Here we have it in the book of John chapter 7, ladies and gentlemen. You have to understand that you have a life-giving spirit. Jesus, matter of fact, he's at a particular festival. And this is a festival that they're celebrating when God brought water into the wilderness. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is significant because in the Jewish culture, water is a rich symbol. Yeah. Also, you have to understand that water is another way to describe God. How do I know this, ladies and gentlemen? Because in Jeremiah 17, verse 13, the Bible says, O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you shall be ashamed. Those who depart from me shall be written in the earth because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. So this describes God as the fountain of living waters. You have to understand that when people don't give the Holy Spirit his credit, because I'm about to get here, that he is God, that he's a part of the triune God. Here we have it, is that the same thing Jesus is using to describe the third person of the Trinity. Jesus said that not only if those who take a thirst for me, they shall never thirst again, but he also says that it'll be like rivers of living water spilling out from one's heart or coming from one's belly. Ladies and gentlemen, what is he saying? Is that that spirit part of you, that's where it comes out of. Do you understand that because of the living God is on the inside of you, life is in you? Do you not understand that? He says, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. That's it. This is for anybody. The invitation to be filled with the Holy Spirit is available to anybody. And he says, if you come to me and if anyone thirsts, that means, ladies and gentlemen, you don't go to just go get something to drink if you're not thirsty. Ladies and gentlemen, people have to understand that many people in the world have a thirsty soul because they are doing everything to quench a desire that cannot be quenched apart from God. People think they're good in their own eyes, but your goodness cannot be achieved apart from God. You have to realize that nothing you do can be accomplished apart from God and think that it's right. You have to realize this, that apart from me, Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches, and apart from me, you cannot do anything. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the promise that Jesus tells them is that if you come in thirst, if anyone come after me, if you drink of me, you will be satisfied. Because out of his heart flows the rivers of living water. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is also making, letting you know of the Spirit of God that is to come to those who would believe. Because when Spirit of God comes, he comes to bring life. He says that Jesus, that's why I said, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. The reality is, ladies and gentlemen, you are not really living until the Spirit of life comes and give you life. The reality of it matter is this, is that the Spirit of God is an endless supply of, oh my God, an endless supply of water and life, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why you don't understand that the spirit man that you have on the inside of you, so your physical body is how you interact with the world, your spirit body or your spirit part of you, your spirit man is how you interact with the things that are not seen of this world. So while your body interacts here, your spirit man interacts there. Hallelujah. And when you have to understand the significance of this, why is this significant? It's because anytime you physically or your soul feels low, the Bible talks about how Psalmist said, how David said, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, because your spirit man will draw life from the life-giving source that is in your spirit. See, I don't lack anything if I live in the spirit. I don't lack if anything if I draw from the spirit part of me, because it's in the spirit part of me is where the Holy Spirit, the living water of God, resides. And anytime I get thirsty, I just tap into the spirit. Anytime I get thirsty, I just tap into the spirit. Anytime when I feel my flesh is rising up, I got to tap into the spirit so I can go, my God, because so I can tap into that living spring that is available for me. But here's what he says. He says, out of your belly shall flow. Here's the significance, ladies and gentlemen. He said, out of you shall flow rivers of living water. This life-giving anointing, this life-giving spirit that comes from the Spirit of God will flow out of you. And here's what I want to get to. Proverbs 10:11. The mouth of the righteous is a well of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. I want to give you something that the Lord dropped on me about this. He says, if you have the fullness of God on the inside of you, meaning I have the fullness, out of you will come what out of you will flow that same life-giving anointing to go to someone else. And ladies and gentlemen, where is it going to out of your mouth? Here's what I'm saying to us. Those who are righteous needs to watch how we say things. And you need to watch how you begin to speak to certain things. You need to watch how you speak to certain situations in your life. Because out of you, you have to understand, out of you, because of the anointing of the Spirit of God, not because of your own volition, but I'm talking about the Spirit of God, out of you flows life. The reality is, ladies and gentlemen, can I take you to Ezekiel 37 for one quick second? Ezekiel 37 is not there, but here we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Let me paint the picture where God, the Spirit of God, brings Ezekiel in a valley of dry bones. And he tells them, can these dry bones live? And Ezekiel tells the Spirit of God, tells God, like, only you know that. And so what he tells him, he says, begin to speak to the bones. Reality is, ladies and gentlemen, is that you don't understand that the power and the fullness of God gives us the ability to be able to speak to those things in our lives that seems to be dead. You don't realize, ladies and gentlemen, that in our culture, and the reason why sometimes the devil tries to muzzle the mouths of the people of God is because there's life in our mouth. And you don't realize this, ladies and gentlemen, that if the people of God stop worrying about politics and party lines and all of this stuff and really understand that we only represent one party and we are the mouthpiece of one party, that there's one Lord, there's one faith, and there's one baptism. Oh my God, and his name is Jehovah. His name is Yahshua. He is Hallelujah. He's Emmanuel, the God with us. If you just realize that you have the life giving power of Jesus on the inside of you, you realize that out of your belly will flow life to begin to speak. Look at somebody, say, open your mouth. Because if you open your mouth, out of it, you can speak to the dead bones. You can speak to those dead bones in your family, tell it live. You can speak to your government and say, you gotta live. You gotta speak to the principalities in the airway and tell them, to hell don't you go, back to the pit of hell. You don't deserve to be here. You can speak over the children in your school and you can tell them, you gotta live in the name of Jesus Christ. You have the power that's been given to you, because out of your belly shall flow rivers. Oh my God. You got the power to speak to your marriage, say live. You got the power, ladies and gentlemen, to speak to that business and tell it to live. You got the power to speak it to your church and tell it to live. The reality of the matter is, if you understand the fullness of God that's working in you, you wouldn't let the devil muzzle your mouth.
Come on. Hallelujah.
You don't realize. The first thing you do is run to negativity. The first thing you do is run to, oh, this is going to go bad. This is going to happen. And you don't realize that you've changed the power of your tongue. And ladies and gentlemen, and you already pronounced the death sentence over it. Instead of saying, you know what, it's not looking like it's going my way, but I believe all things are going to work out according to them. Oh my God, that love the Lord. I believe it's going to work out in the end of the day. Yes, I didn't see my love
one didn't get up from this situation. But guess what? I believe the Lord's gonna comfort my heart. Listen, I don't, oh my God, can I be truthful with you? You gotta see it and you gotta speak it.
Told Ezekiel, you speak to it, because the fullness of God, God spoke to everything. The Bible tells us the earth was out void.
Darkness covered the earth. Oh my God, help me in this room today. But one word from God, let there be, change the trajectory of the landscape of what was on the earth. He said, let there be light, and it was good. He said, let there be. He separated the seas from the light, and it was good. Ladies and gentlemen, when you understand that the fullness of God, out of it, he started speaking life over his creation. Yes,
you don't understand. That's why you got to live from your spirit, man. Because your body and soul always will go automatically to doom and gloom. And that's why I tell you all the time, positivity can only get you but so far, because it can lead to pessimism very fast. Because you don't walk by positivity, you walk by faith. And it's good to have a positive spirit, and that's good, and you need to. But there's a thing that goes beyond positivity that's called faith. And your faith you have resides in the spirit part of you, and that spirit man kicks in and tells that soul to say, hey, don't look at what you're seeing, because that's more than what you're seeing. That spirit man tells your body and say, body, you're going to correspond to the word of the Lord to say that by his stripes I am healed. Your body, your spirit man talks to that mental state that wants to go in depression and say, live, I'm going to live to declare the power of the Lord. That spirit man speaks to that soul and say, soul, I'm not gonna leave God. I'm gonna cling to the Lord, because guess what? My soul waited silently for God, but in him is my earnest expectation. Out of your mouth you are speaking life. Chaos. The reality is, ladies and gentlemen, I came to stir you up this morning to let you know that out of your mouth, out of your mouth, out of your mouth, you better start speaking out of your mouth. Livers of living water. Out of that belly, what is talking about the innermost part of you. Not that soul, but the innermost part of you. That spirit man, out of that spirit man. You speak from the place of the spirit. Some people be like, listen, hallelujah. Some people be like, listen, oh, I'll never get married. You better change it. Oh, I'll never have children. They say I can't have kids. You better change your words. You better start changing up what you're saying. Because guess what? Either you're going to speak death or you're going to speak life. Out of your... Hallelujah. They said, Peter said, listen, we ain't departing from you, because your words are spirit and life. I feel like preaching in this house this morning. The words of the Lord is spirit and life. And when you speak out of that part, you are also pronouncing life. I want you to say over yourself and say, I gotta speak better. I gotta speak better. Say, out of my mouth, life flows. Out of my life, out of my mouth, life flows. Hallelujah. And it flows from that spirit part of you, because you have the fullness of God on the inside of you. And the fullness of God is the life of God. It's the supernatural life of God residing in your innermost part of you, in the most distinctive part of you. That's where, ladies and gentlemen, how you going to be able to fight? The Bible tells you in Ephesians chapter 6, hallelujah, that put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And the reality of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, it also tells you, you don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but you wrestle against principalities and powers, ladies and gentlemen, and in the heavenly places. And what you need to realize is that you can't fight the heavenly places in this physical realm.
If you're going to fight it, you got to fight it with this in the spiritual, from your spirit place. That's the problem now, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to see the church be the church, it needs to start changing up what it's talking about. It needs to get back on this. That for the wages of death is sin. I thought, oh my God. Oh my God, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Need to get back to the part of realizing, ladies and gentlemen, that we are King's kids. And guess what? Jesus said that the world may not accept you. And that's okay. You got to understand, you are not living. We're not living to approve. Oh, my God. When Jesus was talking to his brothers in the early verses of chapter 7, ladies and gentlemen, they told him, why don't you go down there for the festival? He said, my time ain't yet come. He said, the world ain't concerned about you because you ain't telling about it. Hallelujah. But they don't like me because of what I say I'm getting. The reality is they're not going to like the church because we stand on a higher level of morality, a level of ethics. Ladies and gentlemen, that's birthed in the bright place of holiness and righteousness, that we're not trying to be like anybody else, but we want you to understand, to see the holiness of God, not in what we wear, not in the appearance, but in how we live and interact with one another. Because if I get with another life-giving spirit, I should be able, that same life-giving spirit shall rub off on other people. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Out of you will flow. The reality is, ladies and gentlemen, is you living below your design, and you settle for what's below your design. And Jesus said that, listen, out of you thirst, you're going to be satisfied. And guess what? You're going to be filled. And it's going to come out of here. Well, here's what he said in John 4, verse 14. And I'm coming to a close. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water, springing up into everlasting life. And the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, that the Holy Spirit is our seal until the day of redemption. Yes. Woo, glory. And Jesus says that that fountain of water, he's talking about the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's going to spring you up into everlasting life. My God, in here, what I'm trying to tell you is that if we're gonna really be what we've been called to be as a church, we have to stay thirsty. Oh my God, for the living well. We have to stay thirsty for the things of God. We cannot try to seek our thirst to be quenched from other things that are outside of God. Because you don't realize that God has good things for you that's more than what the world can offer you. That is gives you that. Guess what? The world offers you things, but you got to sell something to do it. Hallelujah. You got to give up yourself to do it. And people don't mind giving up themselves to the world. And they have no problem with that and don't realize their soul is being dead. But when we tell you to give up yourself for God, you got a problem with that. But if the world gives you a better offer, you good with that. Because guess what? The world is still asking you to give up yourself. This is the hypocrisy of man. One way or another, you're selling your soul to somebody. But Jesus says, what does it mean to gain the whole world but lose your soul? Jesus said, but if you take of me, you'll never thirst again.
Because the reality is you'll sell your soul and still be thirsty.
Hello, I'm Vernon Hill Sr., teaching pastor here at TCF.
Hello, my name is Aretha Hill. I am the director of Glory Girls.
Thank you for watching us today. If you're in need of a church community and you feel the Lord leading you to connect to this ministry, become more than a member. Be a partner. When you partner with TCF, you become an agent of change, assisting the vision and the mission of the church to connect lives of the transforming power and love of Jesus Christ.
We would love to partner in community and do life with you. So come to TCF. We look forward to seeing you.
And remember, transformation starts here.
Still looking for something to be quenched. See, this is what they don't tell you. Hallelujah. They don't tell you, yeah, you'll sell it, but guess what? You'll gain the world, but you'll lose your soul and never be satisfied. That's why when you talk to some people, I still got to get this. They got so much money, they still trying to get more because you're still not satisfied. Money's no more than a coping mechanism. Oh my God, why are people so, there's nothing wrong with achievements. I'm not talking about that. I'm telling when your achievements become coping mechanisms to make up for something inside of you that you think is going to be quenched because if you succeed and you do this and you do that. And I'm telling you, it's never going to happen.
Come on.
Why? Because your soul is thirsty, hallelujah, for the living God. And your eyes just are not open to see it yet. But what am I trying to tell you? That you can be thirsty for God and you can still live a fulfilling life, and God can prosper you, and God can grow you, and God can elevate you, and you will not feel like you got to do things for his love, or you don't have to feel like you got to do things so you can have this false sense of achievement or all of this stuff. You can achieve and still be good with life. Because the reality is, you have the fullness of God living on the inside of you, the spirit part of you, because out of you flows. What is coming out of you today? What's flowing out of you? Is it the living water? Or is it the living water flowing out of you? Or is it death? What are you doing? I'm not telling you everything you speak to is gonna all of a sudden it's gonna change and all of no. But I am telling you, it matters how you speak. Because even in dire situations, you can still experience the life of God. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Jesus says, out of him shall flow the rivers of living water today. And the reality is, a lot of believers are living carnal and they're not living by their spirit part of them. And they're missing what is missing because they're living in their carnality. Though they may believe, they're still very carnal. They're not living by a spirit. They're still allowing their body and soul to suppress the spirit part of you. And when you suppress the spirit part of you, you're suppressing the life-giving. That's why when you feel drained, because you're not drawn from the source. When you feel drained, it's because you stopped depending on the life-giving spirit part of you and started believing on your own volition and your own soul and your own intellect to think that that's going to make you go somewhere. That's what happened. That is what's happening. But you have to realize today, ladies and gentlemen, that you need to start opening your mouth, and out of it, don't let it flow your pessimism. Don't let it flow your negativity. Let it flow living water coming out of you today. I don't know what you're facing today, but you need to start declaring something different and start speaking it now and start saying, out of me flows the rivers of living water. And today I have the power through the authorization of Jesus today to begin to speak by the spirit part of me. And through that spirit part, I begin to speak in the heavens. And when I speak in the heavens, it's flowing down into the natural. And the name of Jesus. And when it starts flowing, the Bible says that he's given us power to bind. Whatever we bind in heaven will be bound, and whatever we loose in heaven will be loosed here on the earth. And the reality is that a lot of things are bound up because of what you're saying. But if you start changing it up because of the fullness of God on the inside of you, you will start seeing the manifestation of the supernatural at work in your life. Stand to your feet, look at somebody and tell them, change up your tongue. Change up your tongue. Encourage your neighbor in the Lord. Say, you got the life-giving spirit in you. The life-giving anointing is in you. The life-giving person, the third person of of the Godhead has been, oh my God, given to us. His name is the Holy Spirit. He is the Comforter. He is our Paraclete. He is our teacher. He is, oh my God, he is the Spirit of truth. And today you have him on the inside of you. If you're glad for the Holy Spirit, come on, lift your voice at the sound of a trumpet and say, I thank you, Holy Spirit, for the life-giving power of the Holy Ghost. I thank you today for the life-giving power of the Holy Spirit today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God, for this moment, oh God. Thank you for this time, God. We honor you for this moment, oh Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that you went away and you were glorified so that the Spirit of truth could come upon the earth. And we thank you, oh God, today in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know who's here or who's watching online. I'm going to bring an altar call in this moment. If you need to be refilled with the Holy Spirit, in this moment, come to the altar and you begin to speak to the Holy Spirit. You don't got to tarry for him. Just ask him. You just only got to tarry. You don't got to do nothing. Just ask, like, Holy Spirit, refill me. I feel depleted, but I need you to refill me today. If that's you, don't be ashamed. You can come to the altar and ask God to refill you today. In the name of Jesus Christ, refill me today with your presence, Lord. Refill me, God, with your anointing, oh God, Jesus. Refill me, oh God, in this moment. Lord God, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we need your presence right in this moment. Oh God, refill your people today. That is my prayer, oh God, that you will refill your people today. Refresh them, oh God, today with the power of your presence and the power of your Spirit today. Lord God, we just pray right now, God, that you are building your people up for good works today. Good works shall they do. Greater works shall we do in Jesus' name today. God, we thank you for this moment in time. Lord God, I pray right now that you would rejuvenate the spirit of our souls today, restoring us the joy of our salvation today, in the name of Jesus Christ. May you be glorified. May you be honored today, in Jesus' name. Listen, if you don't know Jesus, I give you the opportunity to know Jesus. Those of you watching online, those of you in person, I give you the opportunity to know who Jesus is. For you to understand to come into this life, you need to, for you to receive the fullness of God, you have to be born again. And as simple as you got to just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord today, and you are saved. If you want to rededicate your life back to Christ, you can do that today. You can do that as well. If you're looking for a church home, you want to partner here with TCF, you can do that as well. That's available to you. That's available to you. But I'm more concerned that you join Jesus. So if you don't know Jesus today, those of you watching online, those of you in person, repeat this prayer all over the room so no one feels left out. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I acknowledge I'm a sinner and I'm in need of a Savior. I repent of my sins. I acknowledge that you died on the cross, that you were buried, and that you rose again and you ascended to the right hand of the Father for me today. I do not want to live on empty anymore. I want to give my life fully over to you. I want to make you the Lord over my life. In Jesus' name. If you said that prayer for the very first time, we believe that you're saved. And heaven is rejoicing that you've given your life to Christ. If you're glad today, you're excited for it, come on, put your hands together.
Thanks for listening to the Get Transformed podcast. We hope that you would subscribe so you can continue to be empowered by the latest message. For more information about Transformation Christian Fellowship or Pastor Brandon Hill, visit our website, transformationchristianfellowship.org, or download our free mobile app on the App Store or Google Play Store. If you would like to support this ministry, simply text TCF1 to the number 94000 or visit our website. We thank you for your generosity and for listening to the Get Transformed podcast. And remember, transformation starts here.